Chomsky Tracks. It's the show people talk about. It's Talking with the Gravy Train, your source for Nordic news and one-on-one interviews with current Nordic skiing newsmakers of the day. Sometimes we'll look back and share the rich history of the sport, and sometimes we'll be engaged in the current topic of the day. And now, here's your host, longtime Olympic announcer, Peter Graves.
Hello again, everybody. I'm Peter Graves. It's another edition from Ski Tracks of Talking with a Gravy Train. And today we have a very special guest on the phone with us from Canmore, Alberta, Pierre LaFontaine, Chief Executive Officer of Cross Country Canada. And Pierre, first of all, thank you very much for taking the time. We're delighted to have you on the show.
Well, you know what? Thanks for the opportunity, but also, only being here for four and a half months, I'm delighted to see the work that your organization does at promoting the sport around North America. And I can tell you the members have got the membership of the magazine are great keen about the work you do. So it's good.
Oh, thank you very much. That's always good to hear. So, Pierre, tell me, give me the short story of born, grew up, all that stuff. So our listeners can get to know you a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm actually French-Canadian out of Montreal. I grew up in, it's called the West Island. Montreal is an island. It's the west part of the island. It's got, it's mainly an English environment. I was one of the few French kids in that area. And so they like having me play hockey for them. But I grew up being a swimmer, and a lot of the work that I end up doing has been with swimming the last 40 years of my life till a couple of years ago. So started as a little swim coach in a little club there that was in the 70s, one of the best clubs in the world. I was blessed to have a couple of great mentors, which is always exciting, that believed in me, and that I think from there, My first thought was to go into veterinarian school, but coaching took a life of its own, and the feeling I had about helping kids, swim fast and create smiles and create dreams just kind of grew on me, and so I just started coaching and got lucky enough to be successful early on. Moved to Calgary to coach with the assistant coach, the national coach here for 4 years. And in the 1988, I had a chance to move to Phoenix, Arizona. I had a phone call from a fellow that says, we want to build the best swim club in the world. We're building this club called the Phoenix Swim Club. You want to join our coaching staff? So I happened to be there from 88 till basically 2000, 2001. I had a stint in Atlanta, Georgia for a couple of years with another club called the Dynamo Swim Club, which was one of the bigger clubs in the U.S. And we got lucky enough in 2000 that quite a few swimmers from our club made the U.S. team, win medals at the Olympics. And, sometimes as a coach, it's not necessarily just you do, but what you don't do, and let the athletes grow and do their magic, And soon after that, I was asked to be and apply for a job in Australia with the national program, which I did, and became one of the assistant coach at the Institute of Sport in Australia, always swimming here. And not long after my arrival, the head coach left, so they asked me to take over the program, which I did till 2005. We did extremely well in 2004 Olympics, being the Australians. And so the Canadian government and Swimming Canada asked me if I'd ever consider coming back home. You never know why life takes you on a merry-go-around, but
yes,
it was probably a great time for my own kids. I've got four great kids, my own kids, to meet their grandparents. My wife's from Portland, Oregon, and so getting close to home, was always part of our willingness to do sooner or later. But the funny thing with that story is soon before we left Australia, and my kids basically had grown their 5 to 12 years there or whatever, I had an interview with the national TV, and I had my youngest son with me, who was about 8 then or something, and he said, they said to him, "So aren't you lucky? You're going back home." And he started crying on TV going, I'm not going home. Home is here.
Oh,
and I'm going, oh, man.
Oh, I can understand
it. That was so hard.
It.
Anyway, so I came to Canada. I was the national coach and the CEO, which was a combined job, until 2013, late in 2013. And then did a couple other things in between that. And then started here December 1st, based in Canmore, Arizona. And Canmore, Alberta. And you know what? This is a great sport. It's exciting. It's similar to swimming in terms of the culture of the athletes, club-driven, volunteer-driven, the provincial bodies and the work they do. It's and we should be the best Canadian winter sport, and we should probably be among the top three in the world. That's really where I think we should be going.
Well, it's very interesting to hear your background. And AIS, of course, in Australia is a very, very elite organization down there that's done very, very good work. We recall well from being in Sydney, of course, the success of the Australian swimmers. So, Pierre, one thing that begs the question, I mean, whether it's skiing, swimming, cycling, or whatever, you bring the same kind of management skills and, at your level, a passion for international excellence to each sport you work on. And in that way, I'm assuming these kind of jobs, even though they're different sports, are rather similar in philosophy and approach.
It's a great question, because I do agree. To me, excellence is the same everywhere. You know, what wakes me up every day is, okay, what do we do today to bring us to be the best in the world? And I'm sure, you know, whoever is the CEO of General Electric or Facebook or yeah. Or another sport, if they want to be the best or among the best and create an environment where the best can blossom, should be quite similar. And, you know, to me, I feel to a certain point my role is to help create a vision that's manageable, that's attainable, but that's a stretch. But also, my job is also to facilitate everybody else's successes. You know, we can't do what we do without great coaches, so we need to develop an amazing coaching development program. We can't do what we do without great clubs. So we need to build a club support structure that will allow kids to dream at the club level that maybe one day they could represent their country internationally. I need to work closely with the provincial bodies. They're called divisions here. And, you know, without them, I've got nothing, because I'm just the sum of the parts. And I'm the vision, but everybody else will help me create that vision. You know, in both the U.S. and Canada, without the volunteer forces, without their passion, without them understanding that their smiles and their commitment, we create a better country. We create better people that are actually happen to be skiers. To me, that's what I see my role is, to remove roadblocks to everybody else's successes. So I agree, you know, North American sports is driven by the passion of volunteers, is driven by the commitment of coaches. And we have to make sure, though, that if there is the driven and the gifted athletes, that they also have to be able to see the pathway to the top. Because if they don't see it in skiing, they'll go in something else. They'll go in soccer, or because the good ones, they want to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So there's got to be a door for them to be able to see that there's a pathway for them, you know?
So
to
going...
me, that's where I see the similarities between the sport. I'd love to think that part of the similarities is that actually the sport themselves, between the ski sports or the CEOs of many other sports, should probably get together 6 times a year and talk about it. How do we become the best in the world together? Like, you know, we need to feed on each other's strength, and we don't have to reinvent the wheel here.
Yeah.
We're in the people business. We're not in the sports business. Our medium happens to be the sport. You know?
Mm-hmm. So, Pierre, now that you've gotten your feet wet in this job, and I know from meeting you, you're a person of great enthusiasm. What are a few of the things that are really rather immediate goals for you?
I think number one, we have to increase our domestic competitiveness calendar. And we've already worked now with USSA to find ways to bring both of our programs together. We're neighbors and friends, and that's a great thing about both of our organizations. And so, to me, immediately we have to find ways to increase our domestic, the depth of our domestic competition. I do think that other than the fact that we're 94 weeks away from the 2018 Olympics, and I've got to make sure that my athletes in that pathway have everything they need to be among the best in the world, if not the best in the world, I do think that we need to have a robust plan for the 2022 athletes. You know, they're 19 to 23-year-old, mm-hmm. maybe even 17 years old for some of the girls. So, you know, we're only six years away, which is, you know, like, what's that, 500 and probably 8 weeks, 308 weeks away, which is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we're only, you know, 515 weeks away from the 2026 Olympics. So the athletes are going to be competing for Canada internationally and will make a difference. They're on snow now, and we've got to make sure they're identified, that they have a path that they understand, that the coaches have a path, a national team path that they understand. And we have to make sure that we bring these people together often so that, you know, we get them to understand that working together, supporting each other and pushing each other in training will be the way forward within this country. So immediately identifying a 2026, 2022, and making sure that 2018 athletes have what they need. I do think even building a better relationship with our sponsors, you know, finding ways for them to win even more with us, and building a marketing platform is also for us, you know, quite important. Probably like any other sports anyway, but there's certainly and with it, to me, I'd love to think that we could double, you know, I have to do a presentation not long ago to my board, but we need to double our membership.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for the dollars and cents, but there's no reason we don't have, you know, close to 200,000 members, and that's where I think I want to get to.
Yeah. And of course, one of the things that is being taking up your time, Justin Wadsworth, a longtime Canadian coach, you know, retired at the end of the season in the Ski Tour Canada. And may I ask where you're at on filling that position and perhaps a timetable of where when and that might be done?
Mm-hmm. You know what? He's certainly going to be missed because he's brought some great performances here. Our men's team has been, you know, done extremely well. I think his international view has been great. And so hopefully he could stay in the valley here on Canmore so we could keep using him at least in the development part of our structure and on contract for him to work with the up and coming kids whenever he's available.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's important. But we've done international search. We're probably looking at a bit of a different model for the next couple of years. I want to make sure that whatever we have prepared for 2018 is well prepared. And then what's the model for 2022 and how do we service that immediately is also to me, and like I said earlier in the discussion, to me part of the pathway, and I need people to look after and look at that 2022 group. So I tend to think that within the next couple of weeks we'll have a good plan going forward. We're talking to people now and just trying to see how we're going to make it all work. One of the changes that we're going to try to do here is make Canmore a hub where we have a lot more people training together. Hopefully we could bring some younger athletes in and out of the training group with the senior kids, you know, maybe a week at a time whenever they're off school or something. Not to kill them, but to give them a sense of what's possible. So even that culture of how we take over the program going forward will be way more team-driven than just individual-driven. And hopefully people could feed on each other's strength. And I've said that before, but the strength of our team will be the celebration of each other's differences. And so we got to highlight the differences and see how we could feed on each other from there. Mm-hmm. And I do think, you know, whether it's French English, you know, sprinters or distance athletes, we've got a biathlon group here that just medaled at the World Championship. Mm-hmm. And we will be working with the biathlon arm of the region here and get the biathletes, both men and female, to work with the group based in Canmore. So to me, it's a bit of a change in how we operate here and how we use each other to help each other grow faster.
Well, sounds good. Well, so I want to talk a little bit about...
I don't know if I did say that, but hopefully by the first week of May, we'll have a quite defined planned.
Good enough. Well, thank you for that. It was great to be at the Ski Tour Canada. Of course, Alex Harvey was certainly, I think, the big story there and a great one, and he performed brilliantly. But what I wanted to ask you is there are I was impressed with some of the young kids coming up, whether it be people like Daria or Knut, for example. You've got some young people and others, too, that are in the pipeline and I think have a real chance for success. So my guess is you're going to figure out ways of working really well with some of these younger people.
Wow, like what a great group of, 18 to 25-year-old that we have in our hands. You know, and the future I do think is really looking up. It can't happen if they don't work together, and it can't happen if we don't have a well-defined plan for 2022. So, you know, we can't look at this year without seeing how it's going to affect 2026 even. Part of my discussion with the staff here was, I want people in 2026, once the Olympics are over, when TV puts a mic in your face and go, wow, like what a great performance that your team had here. What did you guys do? I want to be able to say, or I want my coaches to be able to say, you know what, 10 years ago in 2016, we did these five things that were crucial. And that's what I want to make sure that we create here. Mm-hmm. One is identification of great athletes. Two is bring them together a lot more often, even if it's regionally. The ability to, you know, to my point earlier, also the ability to have an intense domestic training environment, but also an intense domestic competitive environment where it's not easy to win at home and it'll force way more people to. I think the coaches need to fight for each other, make each other better for Canada, and I think we need to make sure that the discussion every day is, what else can we do to be the best in the world? Not, I just going to work, but is what I do today will get me to help these athletes to be the best in the world? I think to me there's simple things, but the strength of this country will be that we work together. And yes, we do have some great young prospect, and I do think our women's team it could look very good in no time, and we have to look at finding ways to get them to do that. And hopefully, you know, and I'm saying this publicly, but hopefully it could be with working with the American women's program. I think mm-hmm. you guys are probably, the American group are probably the best up-and-coming program in the world, and I do think that together we could, we should find ways to align our work so that we could you know, excuse the expression, but scare the hell out of the Scandinavian woman program.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. Well, and I certainly agree. I think continued and more cooperation working with USSA and with us working with Cross Country Canada can only benefit both programs and both nations. Running short on time here, but I do want to ask you, because it was so fantastically successful, Pierre, Ski Tour Canada 2016 was, I think, by every standard, a smashing success. So I'm curious how you viewed that, and also what you may have heard since we ended the season in Canmore from people around the world. What were they saying about Ski Tour Canada?
Well, I'm going to start right off the bat with the fact that this could not have happened with, and we all know that, but with the commitment of three amazing organizations, being the Alberta World Cup Society here, the Gatineau Lapid Group, and the Justev Group, I could tell you that they went over and above the commitment to bringing the world to Canada and making them feel so special. You know, we got some God-sent weather. You know, my faith tells me that when people do great things for other people, great things happen. We brought in a bunch of young coaches to do day tours and be involved in Canadian coaches at each of the stops to be inspired, but also work with the Canadian team, see what the pressure is in the wax room, go to the coaches meeting with the rest of the world. To me, I used it, you know, to develop officials. I used it to develop coaches, to inspire all these young kids around. And then, you know, our athletes were amazing here. They did such a great job. And then right after the ski tour, they all went to our nationals in Whitehorse. And it was breathtaking, the give back that they did and how they felt that what was done for them in the ski tour was their chance to give back at the nationals. So that was really cool.
That's awesome. So I gather, would you like to do it again?
Oh, man, yes. And we're looking at, you know, the 2019-2020 or 2020-2021. You know, I actually think that both USSA and us need to look at bringing maybe even a B tour format to bring the world here, not wait just for fifth to give us things in 5 years, but considering what we could do in our development and the number of athletes we have at B level, we should find ways to make a whole world B circuit and initiate it and innovate here in North America. Let's bring the world home here more often.
Absolutely. Well, Pierre, I love your thoughts and your enthusiasm, and thank you so very much for joining us, and wish you nothing but success.
Well, thanks, and thanks for the work you guys do. And you know what? Let's put more people on skis. Let's have countries that are fitter and more active. And I think at the end, you know, not only are we going to win at the international level, but we're also we'll create a better nation. So,
well, thank you. Nice to talk to you. And a new feature on Talking with the Gravy Cream. We just want to do some shout-outs here about news, but certainly our very best wishes to Keegan Randall, Jeff Ellis, on the birth of their new baby. Also, we learned this week that Henny Kashua will become executive director in the United States of the National Nordic Foundation, and our fondest and best wishes to longtime Dartmouth skiing coach Ruff Patterson, who's retiring. We wish him all the very best in the next chapter of his life, and thank you for your dedication to the sport, Ruff. So that's it for now. Thank you for joining us. I'm Peter Graves. We'll be back next time with another edition of Talking with the Gravy Train. So long.
And I think the weather was aligned with that. You know, the numbers on TV around Europe was incredible. The view and the depth of competition was brilliant. I'm not sure how much within the Canadian model we could leverage that a lot for our sponsors, because there was mainly TV in Europe. But you know what? To your point, so many people were so excited to be involved with something magical like that. that they want to get reinvested in way more events, bring the world to North America, bring the world to Canada so that our athletes, not just the 12 or the 10 that are at the World Cup, but you know, the thousands of kids that were at all these events inspired by what they see, because they go, wow, like I could do that one day.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
To me, that's the power of bringing events at home. You know, is it easy? No. And it put a lot of strain on budget and so on and so forth. But thanks to the provincials and the federal governments that we had in Canada to help us. But, you know, at the end, and I hope that we all see it that way, but, you know, my view is I've got one huge role to play, and it's to use my platform to inspire the world. And I think the Ski Tour was certainly, great for that.